And then sit down. Okay. And one last time from this angle, if you could sit down for me. And now just stand up, but slowly. Okay. So, I just wanted to do a bit of an evaluation first. I'm now going to just go into a bit of an explanation of what I think you're doing, okay? And then we will look at how I can help you adjust your posture using the Alexander technique, okay? So, initially, I'm noticing that you are using your neck, okay? Now, the head is very heavy and it's being rested on one of the most delicate parts of the body, and that is the spine, okay? And your spine is what connects everything, okay? So, from your head all the way down your back, to your lower back, to your legs and feet. So it is true that any kind of misuse of the spine at any point can affect the body parts that are further up or down the spine. So I'm saying that you're overusing your neck, okay? And that is going to put strain on the lower part of the spine, all right? And that's going to be giving you lower back pain. It's also going to be giving you neck pain as well, because you're using one of the most fragile parts of your body to lift something that's very heavy. So that's my first observation. The second is that you're not really using your core muscles, okay? You're relying, as I mentioned, on your upper neck and your lower back to lift yourself up. Okay, and because of that, it's causing a weakness in your legs, and everything's slightly out of balance. Okay, this is something that will take a number of sessions to fix. In fact, some people, have Alexander technique therapy for a number of months, and some people do it for a lifetime. There is an element of mindfulness. It is about being aware of what you're doing and not allowing your body to fall into habit. Okay, now I talked about it possibly causing back pain. There is some evidence to suggest that it can help with chronic pain, especially in the back. And as I said, any kind of lower body pain, hip pain, knee pain, that can all be linked to the way that you are using your neck and spine. So when you were standing up, if you could just stand up for me now, okay? So instead of allowing your head to stay nice and still, you kind of move your head back slightly and encourage your spine to lift you. And it's going to be causing lots of strain, as I mentioned. Okay. If you could sit down for me, great. And then stand up again. Okay. Now, I've noticed that you're using your hands. All right. We shouldn't need to do this at all. The strength should come from the core, and that's with standing up. It should be more of a balanced movement as opposed to a number of body parts lifting you. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to focus on the standing and sitting movement that you're doing, alright? There were some further observations that I did when you were lifting the object from the floor, pretending to. There were some flaws there as well. Again, pressure on the spine, okay? And I am noticing that you are leaning slightly on one side. I noticed when I was standing over there that I could see it was leaning slightly more on this side. So that's something else that we need to consider, and perhaps correcting the neck first would lead to further improvement down the body.